to stop leading into my mic. I don't need to do that. It is truly time, bro.
It is. So, Dotto, guys, we have not watched the episode yet. I enjoyed doing this last week again, and like we really don't get to do this too much more. We have one more episode left before Diamond is done. So we've not seen it yet. So
we might as well enjoy this as we can. This is the last time we'll ever. Well, no, I guess next week. Is this episode 19?
This is 19. We have one.
Oh, we're done. We're
final done. Episode. So now, okay. So the things I wanted to bring up. We do know, because it literally spoiled it on the thumbnail, so we can't even talk about that anymore. We know they're going to be adults. So
yeah, I mean, Crunchyroll thumbnail, I assume. I actually don't have to look at it, but well, it was pretty obvious. I mean, we knew what was going on.
So now that has confirmed that, which we, like, dude, it seems so obvious. He basically said what sounded to be like children or something like that.
He basically said childruppy, goro uppy. And I mean, like, come on. I don't speak Namekian, but I'm fluent enough.
So how crazy do we think this goes, Dotto? Because I want to take us back just really fast, Dotto. I got to bring this back up. Because everyone was giving your flowers last week. And I'll give you your flowers too, man. Like, you did call SSJ4. But when we first started this series...
Yeah, I was going to say, go ahead.
I was the SSJ4 advocate, and you said I had lost my mind, dog. Like,
you said I Super do Saiyan the
was pink. You said the furthest we were going was exactly, Super Saiyan.
Look, Nato, you're arguing with me. I was actually the most confused person. Everyone was like, wow, Dotto was so correct. Look at this guy. He's basically a Dragon Ball genius. I started the series. I said, Vegeta's not showing up. We're going to end on a dramatic Super Saiyan moment. I have never been more wrong. Truth be told, the only thing I was wrong on is what I event, like, not the only thing I was wrong on. I was wrong on everything. But, and then midway through the season, Nano, I got attacked by the same people that I was. I was like, no, it's going to be an artsy adventure focused on the new gang. And we're going to peak with Super Saiyan once he re-unlocks it. We're ending with I was only right the last few weeks once I truly accepted what I was seeing. We're seeing Super Saiyan 4. They're going to become adults. And then somehow these motherfuckers are going to become Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta, bro.
So you think from this episode, let's just align here. Do you think that we're going to see Super Saiyan 4 Vegeta and then they also fuse? Or do you think that they're going to fuse?
Dude, let's focus on what I'm most worried about now. I expect it to be pretty meathead, but how do they get back to Super Saiyan 4? That's what I'm curious about. And two... are they going to do Super Saiyan 4 or are we just going to get a new fusion? Because this, no matter how this episode breaks, by the way, it either goes full meathead or I'm going to be pissed. Because if we don't see a fusion, I'm going to be so angry. Because a lot update, I did re-see the bug pouch scene that I was talking about.
Yep. You sent that to me.
And they do a whole ass inventory. Like, they pop it up. They're like, look at all the bugs I bought. These are the ones I bought. Have we seen any other bugs aside from stamina sensu bean bug?
No
dude. What the fuck, please. At least the fusion bug.
It felt very Dragon Questy right there, specifically. Like, it felt like we were sort of like unlocking like new type mechanics. But yeah, you're like, you, when you texted me earlier, you literally said they're gonna refer to it as a metamorph fusion bug, and it's literally just gonna be Gogeta.
That's what I'm most I mean, look, if it's just a fusion bug, dude, I'm so worried they'll pull a Daima and go, oh, they're eating the Metamorian bugs? And it's like, oh, come on, brother. Oh, no.
I mean, to be devil's advocate, Dotto, I will say, it's the same two Saiyans. We already have two fusions from these guys. What does a third fusion even look like?
The same. I mean, it can be the same. I mean, Gogeta and Vegeta look pretty similar. It's just different clothes.
Yeah.
But.
Well, they have... One has more Goku hair, and one has more Vegeta hair, right? Like, that's kind of the one slightly, like, gimmick to it, but yeah.
Either way, I'm excited to see it. Look, this series has been different. I can't wait to do the episode, and I'm already talking because I'm accepting that it's over. I'm coming down from the Daima High, but I can't wait to do our end-of-series wrap-up podcast because I think this is, like, you know, love it or hate it. I don't think anybody hates it, but this is a very... This is one of the most interesting Dragon Ball series to discuss because of how short it is and how focused it is.
Yes.
So I can't wait to discuss it. There's some pros, there's some cons, but overall, I mean, we're already going to see him as adults. That's alone pretty meathead enough. You know, this is what every Daima hater, speaking of haters, this is what the haters have been waiting for since episode one.
I, If there was a time to lock in, is definitely with them actually being. We said this so many times, but like,
I was gonna say, what are you talking? We this, can't do this.
Okay, but no. What I want to discuss before we dive in the last tiny thing, and I don't want to take too much time because then we're gonna be diving into obviously post reaction, discussing the episode, all of that. But you said it. Let's lay it down right now. Do we see Super Saiyan 4? That's what we're calling it because they didn't give it a name last week. We have no explanation for this form other than it's like potential unlocked is right now basically all you can call it from freaking Neva. Do you think we see that again, or do you think it's just new fusion, or do you I'm accepting the fate of Diamond.
You're going full
it's new fusion, or it's not new fusion, but it's fusion. I do. I'm with you. I think they're gonna pull some shenanigans, and I think it's just Gogeta. But
you actually think that? Oh God! I think we're so lost. Yeah. We're so lost.
When you said Metamorph bugs, I'm like, holy shit! They're gonna do some cop out where it's literally from the Metamorphs, and it's just Gogeta.
No,
like,
dude,
it's the fusion dance, but it's a shortcut to the actual fusion dance. You eat the bugs instead of having to do the dance. But I think it's going to be SSJ4.
You think we're going to get SSJ4 Gogeta?
Yes. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Oh, bro. I'm accepting it, dog.
No. Since everybody was saying I was right last week, I'm going to go. We're going to see a fusion, but not Super Saiyan 4.
Super Saiyan 3.
I'll go Super Saiyan 3 Vegito because that's equally as fucking stupid, but I'll say that.
Either way, they're adults when they do it. Super Saiyan 3 Vegito. Either way, they're adults, so it's gonna look sick.
It's gonna look good. And Nano, I'm gonna say this before we go in. If nobody fucking fuses, I'm gonna have some problems with Daima.
Okay, wait.
Problems.
The only okay.
If Hybus eats the bug, I'm gonna turn the episode off.
I'll lose it.
If Hybus eats a bug, I'm walking out of my room. You can do the rest of the reaction by yourself. I promise you, Nano. No. When Hybus finds that pouch, we're about to watch Hybus find the pouch. No. I know we are, but if he so much as opens it, I'm going to fucking scream, dude. I'm going to fucking scream.
All right, my last thing, and then we're diving into the reaction, is that like my consolation if there's no fusion is if it is...
Which is crazy.
If we see SSJ4 as adults on Vegeta and Goku, that is my like singular consolation of no fusions, and we better, at bare minimum... We see that new form on Goku as an adult, and we see the new form on Vegeta as an adult, and in that I'm fine with that. But I would like to see fusion because fusion. But Dotto, you ready?
I am. I'm actually scared now. I'm more scared than excited. Let's go. I thought it was the journey. He's got what?
Oh my dude,
this shit's not real.
What did we just watch?
I can't, dude. So our whole talk was pointless because
nothing of what we talked about happened.
Nothing what we talked. There's no fusion bugs. Not even a mention of the pouch. They are adults, but we knew that. Dog, this shit was shocking, bro. This shit was actually shocking. For so many, what do you think? Like, what do you want to start with? What do we even talk about? You're still playing the episode right now, dog. Look, you're in shock,
dude. So, all right. So, I guess, I mean, obviously, I don't really need to say this, but obviously, spoilers. Okay, we're several minutes into this podcast. Like, we're not really holding anything back, and I'll be real with you. It probably is on the thumbnail. By the way, we had a lot of people on us about spoilers, Dotto, but like, I just went on Twitter and the official account tweeted out. Grown ass SSJ Goku.
I do want to just say for all the this like this is a separate from the episode. To the people that were mad at us for spoiling, the official accounts are posting these things 1 second after the episode is up, dog. I'm sorry, but there is no way to protect anybody from this. So I guess we might as well hurt as well as what we're saying. There's just nothing you can do.
I don't know. I don't think like I can't obviously control the YouTube algorithm, but like I don't think there is anything wrong when an official account has shared it showing an official transformation. Like what exactly are we like, what are we supposed to hide from you? I don't know. Like it's officially out there. You're probably going to see a figure arts on your feed in like 2 hours about this or something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, but I don't want to detract too much and get into that. So Super Saiyan 4 is here, but they do it in maybe the craziest, like a way that we would have never anticipated, Dotto. Like this changed probably the way you entirely feel about, dude.
This changed like so much. Not that it was an amazing fucking episode.
This is the best episode, probably.
This shit would have the Daima haters on their feet clapping, bro. Like this shit, this, I don't know how it's getting more meathead. Okay. People that have watched this podcast, I think if you've watched every episode of this podcast all the way through and you've heard us out every time, I hope you can understand why we're so shocked. This episode is a massive fucking turnaround, and not even in the ways I was expecting. Like the bugs, don't, no mention of them. This was a Super Saiyan 3 showcase for most of it until what you mentioned. I can't believe you're right. Can we talk about the, we're skipping around.
Yeah.
It's Nano, fine. So Goku redoes his Super Saiyan 3 transformation. I was bought in. I'm all the rage. Yeah. Give Nano his flowers. In his reaction, he's like, oh my God, he's going to say, oh, and now there's one more and go four. And I was like, Nano, can you fucking stop, dude? I'm trying to enjoy the Super Saiyan 3 transformation. But sure enough, this motherfucker poses his three and goes, you want to know what else is cool? And then he goes four on command. And what?
And he recreates his shot on top of the rock. He actually does come up out of the rubble and basically recreates like his iconic Super Saiyan 4 pose on the rock, dude.
I didn't even think about.
He recreates.
What the fuck, dude? What is this shit?
He recreates his Super Saiyan 4 on the rock pose, dog.
About the adventure, my fucking ass. Dog, they're just, oh my, I didn't even think about that. I even said in the reaction, I was like, why did he go down to that rock? That's what, you're so right.
Yeah, dude, like
they're actually just doing whatever they can to get the fucking cool action figure poses, bro. This is insane. This is insane levels of meathead that I would never have thought we would reach, bro. Wait, this is critical, dude, levels.
Donald, take just even this frame. So we're looking at right now is his GT ass pants right now. And by the way, the forearms, at least from the shots we've seen, look nothing like they did when he was a kid. I mean, it is still that very like primal sort of design, but like it's not.
Yeah, no, he has the big arm, like he's crawling up that rock and shit, but holy.
Just imagine this shot, Dotto, taken back to us at episode like 3 or 4. We would have said, yeah, that's bait. Dude,
and okay, I do have complaints. Now we're going out of episode because the episode's great. We'll keep talking about it.
I'll give Toasty this.
One of my instant reactions was like, what the fuck were the first 15 episodes of this show for? Like, don't get me wrong. I don't mean that as in like, oh, they're all useless. But like, what is even happening? Somebody was like, it's buildup. Buildup to, when was this built up to? When was the Super Saiyan 4 foreshadowing? Did I miss it? Was I asleep on episode 3 when the goons were stealing the Dragon Ball? What, like, when was the Super Saiyan 4 on a GTS rock foreshadowed? This shit is crazy, dude. This, and to be fair, this is awesome. Like, this whole Goma fight has been Goma just, the third eye making him invincible is a, like, there's so many things I want. See, this is why, to me, Dragon Ball's fighting. I have so many thoughts in my head. There's so many things about the writing I've questioned on, but the fact is that this motherfucker is making them just keep transforming and keep firing beams and keep fighting, and it's the absolute best thing I've ever watched in my life.
Yeah, dude, who cares, man?
Yeah, like, literally, who cares? This is all I was saying. This is all I was saying throughout the middle of the show, is this writing is suspect as fuck. This third eye power, whatever, the fact the narrator had to explain it, doesn't matter. Super Saiyan 4 Goku's on his rock now, bro. Like, that's all it is.
Dude, Donald, this shot is so sick. Like, can we be real right now? Like,
you know how many profile pictures this episode probably gave the internet?
Yeah, dude. All right. So, first off, someone commented and said, Nano, that is so obviously red. I don't know if like our temperatures are different or our monitors, but this is way more of like a purplish pink. Am I crazy? This is not like fully red.
Look, bro, ever since I learned that like most men are colorblind in some way, I stay away from color. I think it's like, it's red-ish, but I do get what you're meaning. Like, it is pinkish on his like arm there.
Yeah, it almost has like a rose. Like,
wherever the sun's sitting it.
This looks a lot like a fan art. I would call it red. Like
it, I would call it red, but I get the pink thing because it like, is pretty pink, but me, I don't know my colors.
To me, red is way more in his eyes. Like his eyes are a much like deeper red color. The rest of it is a very like faded. They're like, and again, the other thing too, like you're right. Like we all perceive colors a little bit differently. And so the other thing too is like, I could probably swap this. My middle monitor is different from my two side monitors. And so I could probably put this, I could probably swap this right now over to here. Yeah, it's a different color over here. But on this monitor, to me, this look, it looks, anyways, that's not really, really here and there, but someone like lost their minds because I didn't call it straight up just red.
I mean, well, what isn't, bro? Like, what can't we talk, like, this is the show, bro. Talking about the colors on Super Saiyan 4, this is actually the show.
Yeah, you're right. This is the show. I will, I mean, obviously we're like recency biased as hell, but like that transformation into 4, because first off, like, let's be honest, the SSJ 3 transformation is one of the most iconics in the entire series. So many people can like quote and this, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't know, dude, like that episode is so iconic. So recreating that, but then adding another layer to it is,
that's what I thought they were just recreating it. Cause it was like iconic. Like that was,
I told you, man, I was like, dude, there's just no way they're redoing this right now. And it's,
I even in my final moments, even after all of our conversations, Zano, I still thought it wasn't going to be that meathead. I still said, no, dude, no shot. Surely no shot. But no. Everybody talking about like, how's he going to achieve the Super Saiyan 4 form again? We'll never have to repower him. Nah, he got that shit now. Dude. I mean, it was crazy. Seeing Super Saiyan 3 again, like, or at least that the way that was posed. Damn. That was a good part of the episode.
He
sets up the whole speech and everything.
So one thing, not to keep like drilling this, because we can kind of move past this a little bit, but one thing you said in the reaction was like, the Daima movie is going to go crazy. Cause what Donna was saying is like, we'll just edit this all together, take out the intros, take out the, you know, cut ins, take all that out. And just like the Daima movie is going to go crazy. And I will agree with you. If you watch that quote unquote movie, which is going to be about what, 3 to 4 hours of actual content. You take out all the like stuff, and from step one to step here, or, you know, minute one to minute whatever here, you're going to be like, wait, what? You're like, when the fuck? When would he? Like, where was the turn to the fact that we're getting to this? Like,
I'll even go further, Nano. I'll go further because I do this, and maybe this is hating, but when I said movie, I literally mean you start when they get to like the Doing Kufa, like pretty much when Arinsu shows up, they walk out and meet up. I literally mean if you start the movie there, and like I just meant movie as in like people editing together the episodes.
Yeah,
it would probably be like what, a 2.5 hour movie, like what is it, 30 minute, and you could probably cut some stuff out too if you wanted to, but this, I was more just speaking to the animation quality and the level of fights we're getting. But on your point now, why would I include the first fucking 10-15 episodes? Because you would need Tamagami 1. You would need to understand. Now I'm gonna spit my shit because now we're in the end game, bro. What? The fusion bugs? Maybe if those come into play in the final fucking episode. Like, what is here that we had to have our adventure about? The fact that they're kids, yes. What else? The gang? What's the gang doing? Nothing. Glorio makes the wish.
There was a payoff here, finally, Dotto. There was an actual gang? Payoff. Dude, I won't lie. On some sensitive shit, I did feel something when Glorio and Pansy actually had like their kind of sort of like moment right before we got Super Saiyan 4 Goku. Like that was pretty cool.
I thought it was a nice moment, but not the Pansy stuff. I like the Goku finally getting his name right, because that bit has been something we've noticed the whole time.
Yeah.
But to be honest, Glorio as a person, Pansy as a person, like this group means nothing to me. Like as a group, as like a little family unit, as a squad, this moment could have gone hard, or it could have been like a very like nice moment, but I just don't feel like they did anything together. Like when have Pansy and Glorio ever had fun together?
They haven't.
They don't hang out. They don't go on wacky adventures. They didn't save each other. Like the most they did is like Pansy came in with that electric spatula, got beat up by that failed, and then Glorio threw the Hibis's hat. Like that's their co-op tag team moment. Everything else, it's just like, I don't know. It feels like, I don't know. It's so, I think the adventure aspect, like, it really didn't pay off in the end because they didn't go on any adventures. Like, the army's still here and they get used for reaction shots. Every time the camera looks at the army, why? Why do I give two fucks about what these randoms think? I would actually care more if it was the villagers from, like, that they were watching them with Tamagami 3.
Yeah.
I don't know. And that's, all of these negative thoughts, by the way, are not to take away from the episode being great. This amazing. But I'm just saying,
This is a lot of past built up tension with some of the audience that has been on our asses for saying, like this stuff didn't matter that much or whatever. And now that we're here, like, I don't know how you're including that stuff and saying that it had weight and that it meant something to get us to Super Saiyan 3 Vegeta doing a final flash against Demon Third Eye Goma. Like, I don't.
But it's not even with the comments or anything. I actually am just talking about the show in general, like all those slow moments of the show and like the more filler-ish where we went to the Giants world and everything. It's like those were moments for the gang to be a gang. I just don't feel like it ever got there. And now the best moments of the show, the most enjoyable moments of the show are just this new threat, Goma. It's Goma in a new form. It's Doinku. Doinku, those episodes were good. And I think we should have used Doinku more often.
Yes.
Dude. I wish we would have used them. Like, looking back, obviously, I'm not a good writer. I'm not saying I'm equal. This is fucking awesome. But like, looking back, I would have rather Doinku formed as almost a reoccurring fight over the Dragon Balls. Like, maybe it could have... I like the Tamagami aspect, too. But, like you were saying, like, oh, I hope we get to see Tamagami 3 again. We do, technically, in this episode, as a one-shot as Goku's transforming. We also see 2. But...
Wait, we saw 3 during that transformation sequence?
Exactly, bro. That's all I gotta say. Exactly. It was a one... Look, watch it again. Nano has it up on his computer. This is why I'm saying it. It's when he's going 4.
Oh, is it when he's going 4 specifically?
Yeah, he's going... Yeah, yeah, because it's like his max power. Jeez, one more bonus is fucking insane levels of meathead. That is crazy. Look at that screen. Bro, I want some of these to be my profile pictures. The Super Saiyan 3 shots? Dude. If this show hasn't converted some Super Saiyan 3 haters, some of the... Oh, no eyebrows is stupid. If this hasn't converted some of you guys, then congratulations. You mean that shit from the bottom of your soul. This is the best Super Saiyan 3 gets.
Dude, he looks so crazy here. This is...
Watch it.
Dude, this is...
Look at when he rips this shirt.
Dude.
Why'd he rip the shirt off? Just to get the fucking GT look again, bro. That is insane.
This looks like... I can't get over how good this transformation sequence looks.
Here come the Tamagamis. There's 2. And here's 3. And then there's the army. Who gives a fuck? Doinku, that's all right. Neva and Tamagami 1, that's good. And then there's the GT rock. I literally was like, why did he go down to that rock? And now that I know, that is so funny. But yes, that's what... So, and maybe I should be saving more of these thoughts for a post-Daima wrap-up, but I hope you guys can see what I mean. Like, the finale of the show has very little to do outside of the Dragon Balls themselves. Goma, the third eye, that fight, even the Doinku fight, has so little to do with the adventure. The adventure is so separated. I don't know. But these are such good episodes. I don't know. I'll get off the adventure aspect now.
I don't want to bring the mood down too much because we haven't even talked about Super Saiyan 3 Vegito. We haven't talked
about
that.
That is crazy.
Like, there was a really cool moment with Ku in here.
You know what? As a transition, Ku used his insanely fast memory here again. His like fast memory, fast speed, fast door dashing ability. He uses all that stuff, and that's really good. Ku uses it. Sorry. I don't know where Du was this whole time.
They
must
didn't
be chilling.
We got a couple shots of Du, but Du was not really utilized here. I think like for me, I said let's get off of it, but I'm gonna get back on it for just a minute here. For me, the stuff in Daima that like really like I found interesting, I felt like they didn't explore enough. Like, we spoke about this in the intro section of this podcast today, but like with the bugs, I thought like having some new different type of bugs, almost like a gamification where it's not just Sensu beans. Like, it was going to be like I thought it'd been cool if they were like a strength up, a defense up, like stuff like that, you know, and they didn't explore that. And then now we've got, so the thing here is like Arensu, you know, obviously the betrayal happens, Glorio and Arensu sort of like, I don't know, they don't like, you really thought Glorio was going to die. And Arensu ends up being way more chill about it. And then she decides.
I do like that.
Yeah. And then she just decides, I guess I'm just going to help them because obviously like, the enemy of my enemy sort of like thing. She just needs Goma to be gone because obviously she cannot be Supreme Demon King if he's still around. And so she asks Ku to do his DoorDash thing. So not only does he does basically his two things he's good at. He goes and gets her book. She starts searching through her book. And then he searches through it even faster. And in the sequence with the book, there's some really cool like animation with like it glowing out of the book and having like a sort of 3D like pop up and stuff. I don't know. I really enjoyed like those aspects that I feel like are way more Daima themed because they're more magic based and stuff are really cool that weren't probably explored enough that I wish would have been, you know, like those are the things I think we should have spent more time on versus like, I come back to this one. I really don't have as many complaints with this one, but the mega episode does feel a little wasteful in a limited series. But I feel like that was more so there to be that adventure GT aspect that people wanted. And that was supposed to be like the one-off side adventure. But like, I think really that ultimately to answer like all the different shits is that this was probably trying to checkmark off every Dragon Ball fan possible. Like, oh, you like OG? Here you go. You like GT? Here you go. You like Dragon Ball Z? Here you go. Like this was really, cause you got Super Saiyan 3 Vegeta, you got Super Saiyan 4 Goku. You've got, you know, the sort of like adventure aspect in the first like few episodes that kind of falls off. But like I think they were just trying to checkmark off a lot of stuff with this one series. I think that's really probably what they were attempting to do. Can you see what I'm saying there?
I see what you're saying. I think, you know, you are completely right. This is a celebration anniversary type of series. So if that's the goal, I think it was nice. I just think, I guess, I mean, I completely agree basically with what I'm saying. I just wish maybe it had all been worked in. Like, I don't get me wrong. The gigantic thing, the world, I like that too. I just wish it, I wish we did these things and then steered them into the narrative. Like if this all paid off, that's why I'm saying like looking back, if we could have had like maybe Do and Ku and RNC, like all the scenes with RNC were very good.
Yes.
And that's why I loved her. And I was completely wrong again. Like I thought, you know, maybe we'd see Glorio death or something like that. But I liked that RNC took on more of like a really like, you know, after I kind of like saved you and like all that shit, like you're going to do me like that. And he was like, I'm so sorry, you know, and he didn't even really give a reason. He was just like, yeah, I don't know. I like that. I thought that was really good. And then the fact that after that, Ku was like, hey, don't worry, I still got your back. I like that too. I was like, oh, this is awesome. That was really good and different. But it's just like, I don't know. I wish we could have seen more of that through the series as maybe more of a driving force continuously instead of, you know, the one-off, like looking back, like all of this super inconsequential stuff, like stuff that didn't carry over for an episode, like at least two or three episodes. And maybe I'm looking at, I don't even know if I could say that. The 20 episodes, I feel like that is one arc, you know, like this is the Daima, the Demon Realm kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's not like we went through ups and downs, like the betrayal arc or like the fucking stolen Dragon Ball arc or anything like that. I don't know. I mean, still, it's paying off big time, which is what we expected Daima to do. And it started in this episode with pure Super Saiyan 3 Vegeta adult mode beatdown.
So that is why. So the first, like, what? I think I just scrolled past it. We're in 17 minutes and Vegeta is actually still the one fighting Goma. Vegeta doesn't come out of Super Saiyan 3 until 15 minutes in. And he goes Super Saiyan 3 by like, I don't know, 6-7 minutes in. Oh, no, he doesn't go Super Saiyan 3 until like 8 minutes in. But still.
So that's a couple minutes after he's fighting too. Like this,
yeah.
This episode felt meaty. It felt long in a good way. Like, I don't know. Maybe do you agree with this? Like when they start fighting in Dragon Ball, I'm always like, oh, we must be getting close to the end here. Like it's been too good. You know, I know it's coming to an end, but this one, it just didn't stop.
No. And so because we were adult Vegeta and like, again, watching this, you don't know how it's going to play out. And I've been the one that's saying, like, I think it's going to go all the way up until episode 20. Like, I don't think that Goma is defeated until episode 20 because I think you've heard me say this a dozen times now on this podcast. I think they're YouTube videoing it. I think they're going to literally want you to tune back in, because if they resolved this week, then you don't tune back in. Like, you lose a lot of people by next week. But now next week, we're going to be wondering, like, are we going to see SSJ4 Vegeta this time? Are they going to fuse? Are we going to, like, you know what I mean? Like, we want to, we also just want to see SSJ4 Goku in action. So I think, like, we are fighting Goma up until that 15-minute mark, and then we're leaving the Demon Realm. We're resolving everything within, like, 5 minutes, and the show is done. Like, I, like, we are all going to be back and seated next week as much as we were here. So because, but we didn't know that's where they were going. So watching that fight with Vegeta, Dotto, like, I think, did you, I didn't really know if they were gonna, I think both of us were in a boat of like, is he gonna go three? Like, we didn't know if he's gonna go really go three, because I still really had it in my mind we were seeing a fusion this episode. Like, even if it wasn't the even if this episode wasn't the resolution with Goma, I still thought we might see the fusion and that's how it ends. But we still have not seen a fusion, which is like,
It's scary. At this point, it's scary. I want to get to that in a second, but first, I want to answer your question. Like, I agree. I didn't know where this was going, because at first, I mean, one thing I do kind of have a problem with is Goma is, like, the big thing about Goma is just that he's very tanky right now.
Yeah.
Because at first, like, Vegeta was beating his ass, and then he went up to Super Saiyan, started beating his ass, went three, started beating his ass. Basically, you just can't put him down. But no, I had no idea that we were going to see three, and I'll give it credit. Diamond's throwing some curveballs, bro. Because when this was when Vegeta was first fighting Goma, I was like, "Is Vegeta gonna beat him?" And like, that's the end, or I don't know. I couldn't get a grip on it. I do think we were both like, after a while of the Vegeta beating, you were vocalizing. I was just thinking of it. I was like, "Are we gonna see a new Goma form? Like, is that where this is going?" And now, so basically, I'll leave it at this. Even on the last episode, I still have no idea what we are about to do. Are we going to see the fusion? Was the pouch actually just a huge distraction?
Maybe.
For Super Saiyan 4?
Maybe.
Yeah. Which, how would you feel about that? I guess I want to ask. And to the comments as well.
Yeah, that's probably that should be our book club, actually, specifically.
It really should, yes.
I feel a little weird. But this could also be, you know, this is a similar thing where you hype yourself up on something and then it doesn't happen. And it's really more on you than it is on anyone else. But I don't know if in this case, it's totally on us, because we, like, the entire takeaway from that episode, and they knew that would be the takeaway, was that they literally got these new fusion bugs. And so if on episode 6 or 7, when was that? We decided, I don't remember. It doesn't matter. Regardless, it was sub episode 10. And we've been sitting on these. And even then, Dotto, we see the pouch again in this fight up on Goma's stage. We know they have them still. And yes, they dropped them, but we know they're still here. Like, yeah, I think I'll be a little... I think they've more than paid off. I'll say that. SSA 3 like Vegeta as a kid and then as an adult into Super Saiyan 4 Goku, it's more than paid off. But I will still be a little sad if they don't utilize them. I think it's weird.
Me too. And this is gonna make me seem very childish, because I'm almost going to lighten it. Like, it just seems like a cruel thing to tease a Dragon Ball fan with. I don't know if that makes sense. It's like, it's fusion, dog. Like, this is the biggest fan favoritist part of the show. Like, this is what the gacha games sell. This is what everything sells. So don't get me wrong, it's almost smart to use it in a red herring way, because you know that we're all just going to be thinking about that. Like, where's the payoff? When's the payoff? Maybe take our mind off the Super Saiyan 4 thing a little bit. But at the end of the day, you know, there's risk for that, because you told Dragon Ball fans, like, fusion coming up. This is it. Like, you remember, like, before we even watched that episode, people were telling you, I was like, oh, this is a big one. They talked about a big thing in this one.
Yes, I forgot. Yeah, like messages to get off Twitter, because at that point, you know, the last few weeks, it's been very much so, like, stay off the internet, because, like... Not even like the fan accounts. Like, the official accounts tweet this shit before you can even watch it in the States in Crunchyroll. Like if I would have actually loaded Twitter, I did load Twitter earlier, and I saw a tweet from 2 hours ago is what it said, from the official Dragon Ball account that had a picture of adult SSJ4 Goku. And I was like, yeah, thank God I didn't load on Twitter. But also, that is, like, before you can even watch it here in the States yet. So that wasn't a thing, like, 5 weeks ago, Dotto. We didn't have to really worry about it. So when I got a text that was like, yo, we got to watch this now, I think that was when you were still in Japan. So, like, you stayed up super late for us to see that, and the only payoff for that episode was that we got some fusion bugs. versus now is like crazy, dude.
Yeah, it is funny to look at the escalation because I do think you're right. Like that, the mention of Fusion was the, hey, be careful on the internet, bro. But the past couple weeks with Daima, not just Twitter, like it used to be stay off Twitter. The past couple weeks, like Data will text me and I'm reading my book because it's Daima Day. Because what else am I supposed to do, dog? Like, Nano called me to do the episode. The second it dropped, I was playing a fighting game solo. No music, no any. I'm afraid that if I played a Dragon Ball game, somebody's name would be like Super Saiyan 4 Vegito in Daima episode 8. I'm like, oh, great. Like, this shit is going so fast. But yeah, all that was to say, like, I'm with you. I think they've paid it off so well, so amazingly. This action is unbelievable that we don't need a fusion here.
No.
Which is why I'm kind of scared because I've been expecting a fusion for the last, like, 15 weeks, dog. which, again, is fine if they don't do it, but I don't know. Like, I can't stop thinking about it. I don't know how to describe it. Maybe people in the comments get it. Maybe they don't. I'm just like, it's on my mind, I guess. We're going to end up. But now it's like, are we going to get Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta? Like, is that where this is going? Because this is...
It feels still very possible, which is like crazy. But now that Goku could obtain it, I don't know, dude.
What does this say?
I don't know, though, because then, like, what does it say? Like... I don't know, Dotto. I'm actually, like, next week, I have genuinely no idea where we go. Because is it just SSJ4 Goku's, like showcase? And, like, we just see him purely fight Goma? Or do we get to see a fusion? Like,
I'm going to throw out some meathead options here.
Okay.
And I wonder if... Because so far, these past few Dime episodes have been telling me, don't reel in the meathead. I wonder if we're going to see the Dragon Fist with Super Saiyan 4 Goku. I wonder if we're going to see that fusion. The thing is, no matter what they do now, it's going to pay off because we know it's going to be beautifully animated, mm-hmm. and we know it's going to involve Super Saiyan 4 Goku at the very least. I'm a little worried about Piccolo. We didn't mention it, but the way to beat Goma, RNC finds out, is to bang him on the back of the head 3 times.
Yes.
So the plan is Goku distracts him, Piccolo bonks him on the head.
That's not gonna work because there's something else I want to bring up. But yeah.
Oh really?
You want to bring it up right? No, you're complete. No, you go.
No, go for it. No, that was the end of my thought, basically.
Okay, so the first thing I thought of when, yeah, dude, we've been so all over the place. There's so much. There actually was a lot in this episode. So Vegeta does a final flash as SSJ3. Like, the game stonks are up tremendously because none of these games have covered them, any of their kids' stuff, really, basically. And now you are going to have adult versions of SSJ 3 Vegeta and adult versions of SSJ 4 Goku. But SSJ 3 Vegeta fights forever. Like I kidded and said, like, something about there being content for the next year. You're like, there's content for the next 3 years, dog. Like, because Vegeta does fight for a long time, but he specifically does a final flash. After the final flash, and we get a beam clash, by the way. Goma, SSJ3, Vegeta, beam clash, final flash into Goma's Oculus beam thing. Anyways, when Goma comes back, he comes back and he pops off like his sort of like a barrier looking thing. And he immediately spawns behind Vegeta. Immediately. And so
that was a crazy speed feat.
Something about that specific movement, Dotto, reminds me of SSJ 4 Gogeta. Because you know how he likes to pop behind you and like tap on your shoulder?
Oh, yeah.
Something about that made me think that. I'm like, what if he's so fast they need fusion to be able to actually get to him to hit him in the back of the head?
I mean, Nano, I'm not going to lie. You've been right a lot more than me, and you're starting to sound even more right now.
Like him just popping behind SSJ 3 Vegeta. Like that, like... Literally, it zooms in on Vegeta's face after showing Goma, and then, oh, guess what? Goma, by the way, is big as hell, which that was another thing in this episode, because when they become adults, because they become adults frame one, right? Like, they wasted no time. We're immediately frame one adults. And, like, me and Donald are like, oh, okay, I thought Goma had shrunk a little bit. Or it was just like, my yeah, brain thought he either shrunk or it was the perspective they were doing because they were children. And so now we're seeing adult Goku next to adult Goma. And it didn't, like, Goma looked like Broly size, right? Like, he didn't look huge.
In the shot, the way it was framed, he did look just like, yeah, Broly size. Like, he was still bigger than Goku. But, Like, just bro, like, yeah, look at that. Like, look. I mean, to be fair, I had also forgotten that he had gone like gigantic mode in the last episode. So looking at this shot and the fact that they're talking to each other, I thought, yes, that he was just Broly sized. When Vegeta throws his first punch and he's like still fighting his bicep, I was like, oh, that shit broke my brain for like a solid 30 seconds. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Yeah, it was specifically the framing, though. Like, the framing is what really did it. But anyway, he's that big and he moves that fast. Like, I'm like,
that is crazy.
It gives me like vibes that they're gonna need like speed specifically. It's not gonna be easy to pop this thing out of his head. Like, to hit him three times in a row to pop it out, like, that's probably the one thing that I'm like, man, that feels very SSH4 Gogeta esque. So it's very possible they end up utilizing Gogeta to be able to, or I'm so stuck on what you said, dog. They're going to do some cop out to basically make it be Gogeta. So that way, like, it, cause dude, why are we even like debating this? The Gogeta happened in GT. Gogeta's happening here, dog. Like that's what it is, man.
Oh, it's hard to accept. I don't know. What a good episode, dude. This shit had me locked in. Daima has been on fire the past couple. It's all been worth it. I just wish, man, I wish I know it's impossible. I wish I was like, imagine being this excited, bro. Also, there were so many funny gags. This episode was funny too.
Yes.
Like, we have to mention it.
Yeah.
My favorite joke in the entire show is Vegeta just listening to Bulma that quickly. But see, I do want to pay this off. Earlier, I didn't like the Hybus Vegeta big boobs joke, but now I see that they were trying to establish, like, this is why Vegeta listens to Bulma type of thing. And here it was very funny.
Yes.
Mostly because of the gag of super speed and how quickly he listened. That was good. That shit was funny. But Dende growing up and being a grown-ass man in Pansy's arms was funny. There was a ton of stuff. I don't know. This episode has all of it blended into one and then some.
I mean, this is...
Neva winking at Glorio again.
Yeah.
That was also funny. That was my third one.
I think one of the things that does make me slightly sad, and that was something that, you know, we kind of came back to a lot, we thought we'd see, like, a Tamagami fusion. We thought we'd see a lot more of the Tamagamis. I thought the Tamagamis would be more involved than they ended up being, because that's the way they played them up, right? Like, they played up the Tamagamis a lot at the beginning, whereas maybe they should have been playing up the third eye a little more. Because this thing is like damn near unstoppable. Like, this thing just adapts. Like, it's literally the Saiyans adapt and then it adapts. That's pretty much what's been happening. Like, even though Vegeta was making Goma his punching bag, it just didn't matter. Like, it wasn't doing anything to Goma.
Yeah, no, it didn't even phase him, honestly.
The whole time we were acting, you were saying, like, dog, where are the stakes? Where are the stakes? Because Vegeta was just like
beating his ass. Goma literally kept saying, I can do this all day. I can do this all day. And then after a certain point, you're like, oh, I guess Vegeta is not winning as much as I thought he was. And then, yeah, Goma does that speed blitz thing. It's like, okay, wait, what is going on, bro? Is this guy, like, the third eye is so OP. It actually is insane.
I do wonder if it'll come back up. I guess you want to shift to that? You want to shift to that and have, let's, I feel like we've talked enough about the episode. We need to discuss the elephant in the room, Dotto. You want to just jump into it?
What's that?
What the fuck does this mean for Dragon Ball Super?
Ooh. You know, I've been that guy, Nano. I've been the guy saying, like, until we get hard, concrete evidence that this is a part of the Super timeline, I ain't buying it. And this is the scariest moment so far for a guy like me that I know people bring up, like, why do you care if it's canon? I just care because that means we have a possibility of these lessons or something carrying over. To me, it makes it feel like it has a weight. I don't know. Not everybody has to agree, but that's just what it is for me. I like the idea that Glorio's still out there somewhere, that Pansy's still out there somewhere, that maybe, you know, like, Arinsu could become a bigger deal someday. Like, maybe her tricks backfire and we go back to the demon realm or some shit in Super. But him just going Super Saiyan 4 is like, not only that, now we're either staring down the barrel that this is not in Super timeline, or worse, the reason it's not in Super timeline is something really dumb, like amnesia. Like, he gets bonked on the head. Like, everybody gets bonked on the head or something. Or, and a lot of people have been saying this now, it's just something that he can only do in the demon realm.
I hate that.
I hate that too, because, and again, usually I'm not this type of person, But is that something Goku would accept?
Yeah, no.
Like no shot. No shot he would accept that. I think it would, like, this would fundamentally change him as a person. Going to that level of power as an adult, it's confirmed better than three, like, I don't know. Like, this is something that would affect Goku dramatically. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm off on that. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I don't love the Demon Realm exclusive. Here's the other thing, too. So, we have 20 minutes next week, and that's it, right? Like, we also, I remember we talked a lot about maybe the final episode being a little bit longer, because the first episode is a little bit longer. I think the first episode's like 32 minutes or something like that. Next week's episode is apparently like it's 32 minutes versus the rest of these being like 23-ish. Next week apparently is already confirmed from like Fuji TV or who, you know, whatever, that it's another 23-24 minute episode. How are we potentially getting, you know, maybe SSA 4 Vegeta, maybe SSA 4 Fusion killing or finishing off Goma, getting back the eye, probably funny because now he's, you know, taken care of and he's like little again and all that, so he's not a threat. And then also hopefully in somehow way explaining what the fuck Super Saiyan 4 was, how he obtained it and how he's not going to obtain it again, and also how this all like relates back to Dragon Ball Super, and then also getting our teaser with Moro in prison. Like how are we going to get all that next week?
Okay, bro. All right, bro.
Are you saying it's off the board now, Dotto? We just watched Goku go.
Nothing's off the board.
Dotto. He said, and a bonus. Dotto.
Nothing is off the table. But you're right. I'm sad that it's only going to be 23 minutes. What are we talking about? This should be an hour-long special finale episode.
Yes.
And that would feel good, because now, look, I've been sufficiently fed on Meathead moment. I also want the nice cooldown afterwards, you know? Like, same. Are we going to get a cool... But also, how are we going to get a cooldown when I want a Super Saiyan 4 ass-beating and a fusion? And, I don't know. I really don't want the pouch to just be forgotten.
I'm with you.
This is so funny, dude. I this is like such a cool series. The fact that they've left so much up to, you know what I hope? I can't believe it's only 20 episodes. Now I want 21, dude. It has to be 21.
Yeah, no, we need more time. I genuinely, when we do the full series review, whatever, I'm docking some points for like how shitty the first like several episodes are handled. Like the first few episodes good. It's like the in-betweens, like what were we doing, man? Like, let's be real. It was all just a train to get us to this moment. Like that's all it was. They were like, we just gotta fill in shit. We gotta get them to this moment right here. Right. Like that's like,
Dude, one more thing we have to talk about as two guys that are in this camp. I can't fucking wait to see this episode in English. This shit is gonna be crazy, dude. This shit was made for the English episode to just not actually. Okay, but like, I can't fucking wait to see this shit in English. The Super Saiyan 3 transformation? Sean, if you do nothing else, bro, if this is the last moment of your career, this could be it, bro. This is the jersey in the rafters again moment for the 18th time. Put the fucking jersey in the rafters. Holy.
Wait, what is next week's episode called? Also, I forgot about that. Hang on.
Wasn't it like Maximum or something?
Maximum. Yeah, Maximum.
Look at that frame. Wow, I didn't even... Why did we not watch the teeth? Did we not watch the... You're getting a bit of reaction to the podcast.
Yeah, wait.
I think my head was in my hands. Bro, I guess it was short, but that... Dude.
Oh my gosh, dog. What?
Oh my God.
Why were they holding out on us like this, Dotto? What is this, man?
Oh shit! Do you know what in Japanese the title is Zenkai?
No,
it is. Look, Zenkai or Zen. Maybe I'm wrong. No, it's got to be Zenkai. That's got to be Zenkai.
Huh? Okay,
dude.
Oh my God, no.
That's a nice ass title in Japanese. If I ain't wrong, hold on, I gotta look it up now. Hold on. Zenkai in Japanese. Kata Kana. Come on, show me what I'm looking for, bro. Yeah, dude, that's fucking Zenkai. I knew it. This is the only amount of Japanese I knew, and it was just to see the cool Dragon Ball titles.
So, yeah, no, I guess just to wrap on the super discussion, I don't think we're getting an explanation next week, which makes it even worse because we're just going to be sitting in limbo forever. But they do have two projects in the works that we don't know about. And I'm pretty positive one of those is confirmed to not be Diamond. Sorry, we're so in the moment recording this podcast immediately after the reaction. So I didn't get to like gather everything for it. But I do believe there are two things that have been teased by the main producer. And the reason why we still probably aren't getting an anime thing and why the Mauro arc teaser is probably actually off the table is just because there's so many licensing things with that, but they can do movies and they can do things like Daima. So, I mean, I won't lie, dude. If this ended, you know, like Attack on Titan, ended and we thought it might be coming back as a movie to finish off and then basically did come back as a movie.
Dude,
it'd be so cool if this didn't actually end and we got a whole ass movie later this year or something. I'm down. I'd be so down. Like, because if it starts like pretty much right here or something, like, dude.
No shot, dude. That would be crazy. If they doubled down, I would love that, I think. I think I would love that.
I'm looking at the screenshot we're looking at right now, which is literally just the maximum on the screen with SSJ4 Goku firing a beam or charging up a beam. Are you kidding me? I'd watch an hour and 45 minutes of this. Like, yeah, dog, they're not going to do that. But I do wonder if somehow we get an exploration of this current timeline or whatever the hell's going on, man. This is supposed to be in the super timeline, Dotto. This is supposed to be in the canonical timeline. That is where this was supposed to be, as far as I understood. But now throws that all to hell, man. Like,
this is what I was fucking worried about, dude. And again, it's not out of the question for them to just be like, well, no, it is. And he just kind of, whatever, you know, forgot. And like,
I hate that, damn, though. Dude. I don't like
it. I hate it too.
Honestly, the easiest cop out, again, this, like, last week when we first saw it as a kid, you know, I was never gave it to him, presumably. But now that he attained it again, and he even addresses it, it's not even just like, oh, it happened, or like almost like a UI thing where he probably couldn't really explain how it happened. His ass literally gave Goma a showcase and then says, and one more. And like, what? Like, hang on. 20 minutes ago, you just got this from Neva, and now you're doing it on your own as an adult? Like, what?
They threw, and that's the only bit of hope. Either they don't care so much or they do care and they're going to explain it. Cause he literally go full. He was like, oh yeah, you want to see the next level that I mastered? It's just like, but you mastered it. You can do this now. So they threw any ex like, oh, he just doesn't know how to. Oh no, he fucking knows how. He was paying attention. But I guess another thing about the timeline, and just, I guess I just thought of this. This is for canon. If this rules out Super Saiyan 4 ever coming back again, like, you know, before maybe it could have been like, maybe that's like the peak of Saiyans and they just have to get back there. And maybe we'll say Super Saiyan 4 versus Black Frieza. Not if this is like, if this isn't, I don't know. This could be bad is what I'm saying. You know, we might not see this shit again.
I don't know. I don't want to like come out on a stance and say like, oh, we don't ever see this again, but I just don't know how this gets explained, I think is the problem here, because I'm still on my shit though, dog. I want this to be stronger than a god form, but I know that makes literally zero sense, but I wish this was stronger than a god form, because hang on. So what do you think looks better, this or blue? Like, be real. What do you think looks better?
This, but Blue Kaioken, you know, is good, but this, I mean, this is crazy comparison, bro. This is the best it's ever gonna look, dog. But yes, I agree. If they wanted to do like the primal thing is like the peak of Saiyans and like that's gonna be the next power up to achieve, I'm down.
Yeah. Okay. I know we're like on recency biases as all hell, but is there a single thing in Super, a single transformation in Super that looks as good as that transformation right there?
No. And also, you want to hear some real recency bias? I said it in the reaction, but it kind of like top five Vegeta moments all time. three or four of them are in Daima. It's not even close to me as a not big Vegeta guy.
Dude,
like,
dude, him turning to the camera and going one more vote. Oh my
dude, that YouTube clickbait ass fucking what? Dude, that is not even real.
This doesn't feel real. Like, I think that's the best way to sum up everything about this is that this feels like a fan-made like animation, but guess what? It fucking isn't. This is official as shit, dude. And it looks this genuinely might be like the best drawn transformation in the series. Like, look at this, Dotto.
When he rips the shirt off, that's when I knew this shit was on a different level. Yeah, to be dude, honest, look at the scream animation that comes after this,
dude. What are we talking about, man? I can't with this, dude. I just, oh my gosh, dude. I'm reacting to it again. Who cares? Dude, it's just so good. I can't. This is Dragon Ball, dude. I'm sorry. Like, this is Dragon Ball.
You're not incorrect. Like, you are speaking the truth, and that is, yeah.
Like, this is Dragon Ball. I don't know. This is just so damn cool. That's the best way to put it. Will it bug me if this never comes back? Yes, but I'm just glad that we were able to be here and get this. This is like so special. This is so cool.
That's what really matters. We got to see it once.
So I think ultimately that's probably where I end up on it, but I don't think we're getting an explanation, and I kind of hate that because we're just sitting back in Dragon Ball limbo again, which like who knows when the next thing will be, you know. And I've enjoyed the series way more than just like waiting on a movie that you watch in a theater and then you're done. Like, movies are fun, yes, but man, watching this week to week and stuff has been peak. It's been so much fun. I didn't really prep any book club this week. We'll double down on it, make sure we're good for book club next week. I don't really know that we didn't really ask any questions because I was still scared of
spoilers, bro. We can't. It's hard to at this point.
Yeah, but next week we're completely done. So, yeah, I don't know. Is there anything that we can really ask next week? Or like, I don't know. You guys just you can. It'll be interesting looking at some of your guys.
Leave your predictions. Yeah, and predictions. Let's see like let's see who's right and who's wrong at the end of the day when it's all said and done.
We're done next week. There's no more worrying about spoilers. Like, it's all done. So yeah, that I think that's the best book club we can do. Dotto, I think it's time we rate this episode, man. We've glazed. Oh, we've you know, we throw whatever out there. Do we even need to do it? Like,
I don't think so.
What the hell else are we doing if not a Kaioten, man? Like, I mean,
you're right. Maybe this one we don't even pretend. I'm also a Kaioten on this one. Completing the Daima prediction to get at least 3 tens, right, and actually overshadowing it because I've been full on glazed the last 3 weeks. 11, 11, 11. I guess I know where I'm starting the movie at, bro. I guess movie's starting at episode 17 and wraps up at episode 20. So at 23 minutes apiece, what is that? Hour 30?
Dotto, but here's the thing, man. Your three Kaioten bets, you're exceeding this because I feel there's no possible way this preview.
I mean, yeah.
There's no way this isn't a Kaioten again, dog. Like, they knew what they had. This is just, I'm not trying to beat a dead horse, but it is so crazy that
can
they
you
were.
Can you pull up our ratings again?
It's so crazy they're sitting on this, Dotto.
And I don't know what animator does this, but they're doing like that One Piece does it a lot where they like talk in those fast movements. I don't know what it's called or who the animator is, but I know that that's a style that a lot of people like. I know people are hyped to see that one. Look at the mouth, like, yeah, bro. And then even Goma's hitting like a very One Piece like sumo wrestler kind of pose. I'm not very informed on Japanese culture. I could be wrong on the pose, but that pose looked very Honda-esque. Anyway, can I see our ratings? Yeah. I want to see what I was talking about. Let me look at this shit real quick, because we start off. I'll go off both of ours. First four episodes, 7799 for you, 9689. And then in the middle, we just get to these droughts, especially 13. Look at episode 13 to 16 for us, dog.
Yeah.
On my end, 5756. You're in 7757. And then ending 11. It's like, dude, this shit was dipping hard as fuck. And like, you can tell episode 8, tens, boom. Episode, like, what was Vegeta? 12? 11.
Vegeta was 12. Episode 11 was, was Ku.
The episode before it, yeah. And that was a 10 for me. So, and I think that led into the Tamagami fight. 11, 12, boom, great. And then it's another drought. It's like, dude, what the fuck are we doing in between these episodes, dog? Like, that's kind of what I was on earlier.
Yeah. No, sorry. That yeah, that's... Yeah. Right now, I have our average rating here. Kaioten's I've just put in because, obviously, like, Excel can't comprehend what a Kaioten is. So, I just have them as an 11. your average is 8.05. My average is 8.3. So, I have Glazed a little more than you, but... You have more higher scores than me, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Yeah, you do. You do. Because you have 2 10s and 4 11s, and I have 1 10 and 4 11s. So, yeah.
It's a good scale on our end.
I mean, Diamond has been good. Yeah. Dude, we said this day one. I don't know if we did, but I know that I did for sure. I said, like, I think once we're done and we see it as a full package, it'll be a good product, but... There were more lows than I anticipated there to be. You're right. The worst end of episodes is 13 through 16. Is like
yeah,
easily.
That shit was at, looking back, man, that was ass.
Yeah, those four, dude. Okay, all right. Last thing. People were on. I think they really got on me specifically with the stun guns because I was like, why? Like, what are we doing? Why are we acting like Vegeta, Goku, and Piccolo are scared of stun guns, dog? When like now you see what I mean? Like it's so like just 4 or 5 episodes ago, we were scared of stun guns and we needed the cavalry to come save us when now the cavalry couldn't even like, if they got close to Goma, they're fucking dying, Dotto. Like,
oh no, look, I'm on your side and I'll even go further as anybody that wasn't pissed off by the stun gun. Like the gun thing, that episode was atrocious. That episode was atrocious.
Yeah.
You can do that, but you need to like have it so that they're defending the weaklings or something. Like they don't want the weaklings to get shot and killed.
Yes.
Not the strongest trio being saved by some fucking cannon fire. Like that is so bad. That is atrocious.
Oh.
And it shows. Again, I think it shows. And that's why, like, I'm not even talking full package. I'm going to remember Daima for episode 8, episodes 11 and 12, and then the final 4 episodes. That's what I'm going to remember. I don't think that's a bad thing either. Yeah, that's not
people
a bad
have
thing.
People argued that's how you remember Super, and that's why we all probably like remember Super fondly, and we're not remembering the shitty episodes. Well, yeah, that's kind of usually how that goes, you know.
Like, I get that, but that's like those are arcs. We talk about Super, it's like I like Goku Black, I like the Tournament of Power, I liked blank, you know. But this is like I liked episodes 8. I liked episode 13. I didn't like the fucking like that's what, like in a 20 episode series. The story is, I don't know, like this is an opportunity to be more continuous.
Yeah.
But again, I'll save it for the full series wrap up. Yeah. I am excited for that one. I think my excitement for that spilled over into this because honestly, do you really need a podcast where I'm explaining how I've given the last 3 episodes 11 out of 10s? Like, I think the fucking bias goes to show for itself, dude. I'm locked in. I'm out here reading books off the internet to not get spoiled. Daima's last 4 episodes, 17, 18, 19, and I'm expecting 20, are going to be maybe the best Dragon Ball has ever been ever in its entirety.
No,
it's looking that good.
I'm with you. Dude, I think the one other thing I did want to say is there was a lot of comments that were praying none of this would happen because they said that we will use this as fuel to like overwrite the previous episodes, but I just don't know how you don't do that. like they were praying it wouldn't go this meathead. This is went full. I don't know how you could be more meathead than what this has went. By the way, this is like literally we gaslit ourselves into thinking it wouldn't even go this far at one point, even though we started out thinking it would. And like this is went so meathead. I do remember specific. I can't if you want to like out yourself a little bit, I will look for your comment. But I do remember specifically from a few people saying they pray it didn't go this far because then like it does. I think they even almost admitted it kind of like ruins their argument of the sort of tamer aspects of the first like several episodes, because if we were going to get to this point, then it does kind of nullify a bit of their argument from before. And it has went that far. So I'm curious how they feel as well. I hope they're just wrapped up in the hype like we've been. So
I'm sure they are. I think people can enjoy it. I don't think it has to be bad because at the end of the day, I get what you guys are saying. I don't know what specific comment. If somebody didn't want it to go that far, like if somebody said Dragon Ball's not meathead, it won't get to these levels, then maybe that is a little embarrassing. Because, and even I'm a little embarrassed, bro, because, like, again, my prediction was Super Saiyan finale and like an emotional moment. Like, I thought we were gonna get like, you could probably tell
path
from my prediction,
path to power, but he goes Super Saiyan.
I thought Glorio or some, I thought it was going to be an emotional connection. We were going to get to know the main four, like Supreme Kai, you know, Pansy, Glorio. I thought Glorio was going to be the guy, you know, walking around, and then he's going to sacrifice himself for Goku. Emotional moment. Super Saiyan. He goes crazy. He finally gets it back. Kills him. Pansy's the Demon Queen. No, dog. We're Super Saiyan 4 Goku. Fresh off Super Saiyan 3 Vegeta. Like, this shit is the most, like, wild thing of
Final
all time.
Final Flash Beam Clash, by the way.
Final Flash Beam Clash into the sky, where the sky erupts an explosion of yellow Final Flash energy.
Into a reworking of his Super Saiyan 3 sort of demonstration to Boo.
Yes.
Which, by the way, I'm so positive Goma, like, quotes Babidi almost, like, bar for bar. Straight up, like, says... like, oh, you changed your hair, so what, basically, to him. And like they were, man, I don't know, dude. By the way, I sorry to say this a million times, but that transformation sequence is some of the best drawn I've, like, oh, dude, I can't.
Woo! It looks real. Again, the profile pictures are crazy. You think when the English dub comes out, the remix is going to get updated, bro? Like, the Super Saiyan 3, like...
Oh,
like the English stuff is about to drop a new remix on everybody.
Yeah, dude, you're right, dude. Oh my, dude, I'm so stoked to hear this in the dub, man. Oh my god,
I almost want to come back and do another Key Moments reaction episode on the dub version of this episode in particular.
Let's do it. Sure, let's do it. Why not? In like, we'll do that in like bonkers, 3 months, dude. Dotto. 3 months, because I'm that far behind. So stupid, fucking
bonkers episode.
All right. Anyways, I think I
also. Hold on, one second. Ooh. I want to end it on this because this is going to be my internet comment. I tweeted out, like, when a bad bitch tells you what to do, like the Vegeta joke, because I just had to make that joke. And a lot of people are quote tweeting me or replying, and they're, because I called him a gooner, and they're like, "Wow, gooner, yeah," because he has marital intimacy. But one, it's a joke. Two, I'm sorry, Nano, but I don't care if it's your wife. If I'm over at your house and she says, "I'm not letting you take baths with me anymore," and you skip down the stairs at fucking max speed, I'm calling you a freak, dog. That is not what I love my wife. No, that you're what? In front of other people? Like, it's just a joke, but what do people think gooning is? Like, you think you can be as freaky as fuck as possible in public if you're married? Like, what does that even mean? That's my beef with the internet now. I don't understand you guys, but okay, you know. Now, wait, hold on. Music? Is that the music?